This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. An official in Yemen says a ballistic missile attack ripped through a military parade, killing at least six troops and three children. Reuters' David Doyle has details.
A missile struck a military parade in Yemen's southern town of Al-Dalia on Sunday, killing at least five and injuring others. That's according to Yemen's Security Belt Forces, a separatist group backed by the United Arab Emirates that fights against the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. The Security Belt Forces blamed the Houthis for the blast at the end of the military graduation parade, though there has been no claim of responsibility. The separatist-held town lies on the front line between the Houthis in the north and ousted President Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi's internationally recognized government, backed by a Saudi-led coalition in the south. In 5 years of conflict since the Houthis ousted Hadi, thousands have been killed and millions pushed to the brink of famine.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. New York authorities say five people were stabbed late Saturday night in Monsey, New York, at a rabbi's home during the celebration of the seventh night of Hanukkah. New York police say the man fled but was later apprehended. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he considers this an act of terrorism.
It is domestic terrorism. These are people who intend to create mass harm, mass violence, generate fear based on race, color, creed. That is the definition of terrorism.
This is the latest and most violent in a string of anti-Semitic attacks in the greater New York City area in the last few days. A fresh Taliban attack in Afghanistan has killed 17 pro-government forces, even as the insurgent group is reported to be mulling over a brief ceasefire. You're listening to VOA News. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says he doesn't want to speculate about North Korea and its threat of a Christmas gift, but says the United States is ready for a long-range missile test or a nuclear test.
We'll reserve a judgment, but the United States will take action as we do in these situations. And if Kim Jong-un takes that approach, we'll be extraordinarily disappointed, and we'll demonstrate that disappointment.
During an interview with ABC's This Week, O'Brien said the country would take appropriate action as a leading military and economic power if North Korea went ahead with such a test.
Kim Jong-un promised to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. We want to hold him to that commitment, and we hope he follows through with the commitment that he made in Singapore. But if he doesn't, we have other tools in the toolkit as the United States, and we'll use those as necessary.
North Korea has warned of a so-called Christmas gift if the United States didn't meet an end-of-the-year deadline to soften its stance on nuclear talks that have been stalled since February. As the clock approaches midnight on New Year's Eve, all eyes in Times Square will be on the New Year's Eve ball. AP's Julie Walker reports the ball gets a new sparkle this year.
192 new crystal triangles are replacing some of the older ones on the New Year's Eve ball, and they all have a new theme. The gift of goodwill, says Waterford Crystal's Tom Brennan.
This year's theme, the gift of goodwill, is all about benevolence and generosity.
The new crystals feature pineapples.
Pineapple effectively has been the symbol of generosity, of goodwill, if you will, for generations.
The Waterford Crystal Ball is made up of more than 2,600 triangles and weighs almost 12,000 pounds. Julie Walker, New York.
A Turkish military cargo plane landed in the Somali capital of Mogadishu on Sunday to evacuate people badly wounded in a truck bombing in the city a day earlier. The attack killed 90 people, at least 90 people, including two Turkish nationals. The plane also brought emergency medical staff and supplies. And Ukrainian authorities and Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine have completed a prisoner swap. It's not clear how many prisoners were returned to the Russia-backed separatists. This marks the second major prisoner exchange involving Ukrainians caught up in the conflict for 4 months. Lizzo has been named the Associated Press's Entertainer of the Year. Ed Donahue has that story.
Lizzo has dominated the pop, R&B, and rap charts with Truth Hurts and 'Cause I Love You. It's all coming 6 years after release of her first album, and she's received praise for her live performances. Lizzo was the leading contender in the upcoming Grammy Award. She has 8 nominations. Outside of music, Lizzo has won over fans for promoting body positivity.
You're listening to VOA News.